Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. Mitch Kropp founded and grew Kropp Metcalf into one of the largest and most successful residential service companies ever. Not just one of the largest, but one of the best. Listen to this impressive list of awards. Contracting Business Residential Contractor of the Year. ACCA Residential Contractor of the Year. Excellence Alliance Contractor of the Year. Lighthouse Beam Award for Safety. Best Contractor to Work For. Washington Journal Fast Track Award. Pride in Partnership Award from Lincoln Tech. Best Pick by EBSCO Research. Carrier Presence Award, and they won that 8 years in a row. On top of all that, Mitch is a significant contributor to our industry. He's been the past president of ACCA. He served on the board of trustees for NATE. He's a past president of the Metro Washington Heat Pump Association. He's on the board of directors of Service Station, Inc. And Mitch is a member of the very small, select group of people who are in the HVAC Hall of Fame. I get to serve with Mitch on the Service Nation board, and I've developed a great appreciation for Mitch. You never know about all his awards and his accomplishments if you just talk to Mitch. He never brags on himself. He never engages any self-promotion. He's one of those guys that listens carefully, doesn't talk a lot, but when he says something, it's really well-considered, thoughtful, and insightful advice. When Mitch talks, we listen. In 2015, I was honored to interview Mitch on stage in front of a large audience. What follows is an excerpt from that interview. The subject at this point of the interview was about acquisitions. Mitch has successfully acquired and integrated many companies, so I asked him about that.
On these acquisitions, you've gone through a number of models. You said that you've added about $15 million in acquisitions. That's a lot of acquisitions. So at some point in time, you guys have learned how to bring companies into your company. And so what can you share with us about what works and what doesn't work? Because I think that's pretty tricky. I mean, you get a company that's, let's say $1.5 million. It's probably being run primarily by one guy. Does he come and work for you, or does he exit the business and you get his team? Does his team stay with you, or do you just buy the assets and say adios?
Combination of all.
Yeah. What's worked well?
Well, first of all, an individual of that size is pretty much the key. One person is a key person in a company for a million and a half or so worth of sales. In our history, he normally will not last much more than 90 days to 6 months. He's always been by himself or run his own company, and for some reason or other to come back and having to work and report to somebody and having to do this and do it this way, changing what have you, that's a challenge for a principal. To do that. And we know that. We've experienced that. We do have one guy working for us right now. We purchased his company about 7 years ago, and he's still with us. But he's got a certain position, and he likes that, and it's working out for him. The thing that we really want is the people, the customer base and the techs is really what we want to be able to put our hands around. Normally, out of a million and a half company, you'll get 8, 10 techs, 7 techs will be working from. You may be lucky if you salvage half of them, because that gives them a right then. If any of them had been thinking about going anywhere or doing anything, that sort of opens a door for them to shop around. So you come in there real quickly with your best people, your best HR people that you got, and you go through your company policy and procedures, you check the existing ones, and anything that you've got that is looks to be a little bit better than the other, you just hound on and you just build it up and what have you. And if you got a good reputation around town, that helps too, because I think that's why we've been able to keep so many of them like that, is because they know who we are. We are, a leader in the industry. We are a trainer in the industry. You know, we do what we say we're going to do, and I mean that. We empower our people to do, and they must do what they say they're going to do. And it's cost me sometimes. It's cost me for what I've done. But The issue of the personnel, well, you know, you buy the assets. The assets is not a problem because if they new and current, you can use them. So that's not a problem on that. The vehicles, it's not a problem buying the vehicles because our vehicles rarely get over 4 or 5 years old, but they're gone. You know, we turn them. But, you know, there are some inventory issues sometimes or, you know, it's really how you sit down in front of people and what they want.
So with the techs, do you guys pay a stay-on bonus to get them to stay or anything like that?
No. We tried that one time, and after, you know, a few years, that didn't mean anything. So we just said that's not necessary to do that. We really show them the value of being with Crop Metcalf, what we have to offer, you know, and we push that very hard. And we sort of have taken the approach within the last 10 years that you have to believe in us. When you come to work for us, we're going to believe in you. You've got to believe in us. It's a two-way thing, guy. You know, we wouldn't have 300 people in our organization if they didn't like us. And you really have to go through that very strongly and make them aware that they are joining the best of the best. And we always talk that. I mean, you talk to my people, it is, they're the best. They know they're the best. We recognize them all the time, stroking them on the back. You've got to do that. And you constantly, we've got a program called Jostle, and it's a internal email setup where we share ideas or share things amongst our own people. And it is every day, if we get a customer compliment, man, it's on there. And it's, the text picture flies up, and, you know, we just promote that tremendously, is to let them know we care about them. And if you let them know you care, and I'll sometimes be in there working 6, 7 o'clock at night when they come in off the street, and that, Mr. Crop, you still here? Yeah, I mean, I let them know. I've done it purposely when I was a much smaller company. I hung around and be the first one in. You've got to do some of the things that other people don't want to do. And some of them is you don't want to do them. But you got to do them. Our training program has been accepted by the state of Maryland and Virginia as apprenticeship program. If they come to our courses and then go to the state, either one of the states, and take the test and pass it, they have their apprenticeships. And, of course, apprenticeship is a four-year program. So we've got people that are in that fourth year. We started about 4 years ago, got approval, and started doing it. So we start you out when you come in, and we look for these Voltec kids that come out, and they, of course, the teacher has told them they're going to make $40 an hour and all that stuff. So you have to overcome that pretty quick, and then you start putting them through school. And like I said, some of it we pay for, and the other they have to belly up to. The weekend stuff or the Saturday school training is on them. During the week, if we ask you to attend a class, we compensate you for it. But we have a maintenance one, maintenance two a program. We have tech one, tech two, tech three, tech four, and apprenticeship programs. And we've got two full-time trainers at this point that are doing that and are keeping track of it. And other than that, we would really be tech poor because the pool out there is not great, guys. You will normally maybe reach somebody if they get upset with somebody else. We try to grow from within. And it's I'm old school, and, you know, I worked with my hands and what have you. And I've always thought you need to come up through the ranks. Now, I'm being taught from my sons that I don't have to be done that way now, Daddy. You know, we can hire an outside manager, or we can hire somebody who's got credentials and what have you, and that will work. They don't even have to know our business, our trade. And, of course, I'm sitting back there saying, it'll never work. But they got great people, so it's working.
So that was an excerpt from the interview with Mitch Kropp in 2015. We'll have more gems from Mitch in the podcast in the future. I'm David Heimer. This is Profiles in Prosperity. Thanks for listening.